Let's go to the phone lines right now and learn more about the Chiefs' Week 4 opponent. We'll head to Los Angeles to be joined by Daniel Popper. He covers the team for The Athletic. Daniel, man, happy to have you on the show today, man. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with the injury status right now of the Los Angeles Chargers. They seem to be one of the more banged up teams in the National Football League.
Yeah, it's not looking great right now. Obviously, you start with the quarterback and Justin Herbert, who suffered a high ankle sprain in week two against the Panthers, came back and played on it last week against the Steelers and aggravated it in the third quarter. The team is saying that MRI on Monday came back positive. He's been limited in practice the past 2 weeks, but he has not been out there for the open period of practice available to the media, so hard to really gauge how he's moving on it. So you start there. Joey Bosa has a hip injury, one of the top two edge rushers, and then they could be without, and likely will be without, both of their starting tackles, and Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt. Alt has a sprained MCL. Slater has a strained pec. We've seen Alt on the field working a little bit with the trainers. We have not seen Rashawn Slater out there. So those four guys, you're talking about four of their best players. And then you add in Junior Colson, a linebacker, and some other guys that are dinged up right now. It's not a great situation for the Chargers as they enter this game.
Daniel, let's remove the Herbert component from it, just being the quarterback. I think that's the correct answer. Which of those other injuries do you think is most important for this matchup? Do you think it's Alt, the top 10 pick? Do you think it's Rashawn Slater, another first-round pick, offensive lineman, or do you think it's Bosa? Which injury is the most impactful for this game?
Yeah, I mean, I got to go with the two tackles because it really throws things into a bind for them up front. Joe Alt was playing some solid football. I think people are maybe getting ahead of their skis a little bit because in that Steelers game, they gave help to him on a dozen snaps against TJ Watt. He was not one-on-one very often. But you talk about losing two all-pro caliber tackles, and the guys that are going to replace him are not nearly as good. You're talking about potentially kicking Trey Pipkins back out to tackle where he's played previously. He was starting at right guard this season. At left tackle, we've seen Jamari Salyer there, who has played there before, but really is a better fit at guard. He doesn't really have the movement to play at tackle. And then you have Foster Sorrell, a guy who's played a little bit in the past, but there's going to be a real issue in terms of how they're able to pass protect with those two tackles being down.
Right now, we're talking to Daniel Popper. He is with The Athletic, getting his thoughts on the Los Angeles Chargers as we get you ready for Week 4, Chiefs and Chargers. The Chargers are 2-1. They have a win over the Raiders. They have another win over Carolina. They lost last week to Pittsburgh. I know it's kind of difficult to say with the injuries that they have, but how real is this Chargers team? They got off to a good start, but it looks like the injuries could derail this season.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out on Sunday. I mean, offensively, I kind of have a better idea of what they are on that side of the ball, if they're fully healthy, obviously. But I've seen some promising signs from the running game in those first 3 weeks. Obviously, bringing in Greg Roman, Jim Harbaugh, that's how they're going to want to play. I think Justin Herbert has played some good football. They're lacking at receiver in terms of people that can really win one-on-ones and separate in that area. But I think they're okay offensively. Defensively, I have absolutely no idea because they go out and they play Gardner Minshew. They play Bryce Young, and he gets benched after that game. And then you go up against Justin Fields, who I thought played well, but obviously those three guys aren't testing your defense. I think heading into this one, you're going to get a real sense of what they are defensively and if they're real on that side of the ball. The statistics would tell you that they're one of the best defenses in the league. You watch the film, and they're a much more physical team than they've ever really been since I started covering them in 2019 on that side of the ball. But this is the test, right? You go in, you play Patrick Mahomes, you play Andy Reid, and you get a real sense of where you are. Now, how much can you really take away when they're down Joey Bosa? And then one guy we haven't mentioned is Derwin James, who suspended for this game after getting his fifth unnecessary roughness call in two seasons. Obviously, a guy that, particularly with how Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator, is using his pieces, would probably have been matched up against Travis Kelce pretty regularly in this game, something we've seen in the past. So down two defensive stars. How much of a sense can you really get? But that's what I'll be watching in this game because I don't know if they're really real or not on that side of the ball.
You mentioned no Derwin James. I was going to get to that. What do you think that means for their ability to slow down Travis Kelce? I know he's gotten off to a slow start, but he has been kryptonite for the Los Angeles Chargers. And Derwin James has usually been the one that has been tasked with shadowing Travis Kelce. How confident are you in the Chargers' ability to kind of defend the middle of the field without James present?
Yeah, I mean, I think heading into this game, that really would have been the plan because they've been using James sort of as that chess piece you know, he was really matched up with Brock Bowers a bunch in that week one game against the Raiders, and they're trying to get him into matchups that they feel like can really elevate him. So instead of that being the plan, it seems like it's going to be more of a all-hands-on-deck scenario. They have Alohi Gilman, who Chiefs fans should be familiar with. He's in his fifth season with the Chargers. They traded for Elijah Molden late in August with the Titans. They gave up a seventh-round pick for him, and he's actually been really good kind of in that third safety role. Alohi Gilman missed week two, and Molden started and actually had a pick. So those are going to be the two guys. And then the third guy could be Tony Jefferson, obviously a veteran. They also have A.J. Finley, a young guy who actually had a pretty decent training camp, who was going to be the third safety before they traded for Elijah Molden. So I think you're going to see – those guys are all versatile. You know, Elijah Molden can play dime, slot, deep field safety. A.J. Finley can play all three. So I think what they're going to try and do is all hands on deck, get kind of creative with their disguises, move those pieces around to different positions, and try and maybe buy an extra count for the pass rush as Mahomes drops back and looks for Kelce.
Right now we're talking to Daniel Popper, who covers the Los Angeles Chargers. They play the Chiefs this weekend. Daniel, what changes have you noticed as an organization, as a coaching staff, now bringing Harbaugh in? That was the big home run swing, attracting him from Michigan. I think he's one of the top five football coaches in the world, not just NFL coaches. When you've seen what he's done at every single level, that's a big deal to go get him. What changes have you noticed with the Chargers?
Yeah, I think off the field, a lot of people use this, the buzzword culture. You know, what I've been sort of watching is, like, what does that really mean, and how does Harbaugh, who's obviously a great culture builder, go about doing that? The one thing I've noticed is that he really is in there in the trenches with his players. And some of this stuff is kind of silly. Like, he's out there in the spring and summer doing, you know, strength and conditioning drills with the players after practice. And he's on the field before games with, you know, football gloves on, catching passes in cleats, you know, from his quarterbacks before games and stuff like that. And you might look at it and be like, yeah, this is a little corny, but I think the players really buy into it because they feel like he cares as much as they do. The other thing that I think has really jumped out, now that we have sort of three games worth of film, and I sort of touched on this earlier, there is a level of physicality that they are playing with on both sides of the ball that just wasn't present under Brandon Staley. It is like the most important thing that Jim Harbaugh is trying to instill in the roster and in the players. And just talking to guys in the locker room, like, there's a standard now. Like, you have to play with a certain physical mentality on the field, or you're not going to get on the field and probably not be part of this organization moving forward. So I think culture building has been a big part of it, and then sort of setting that standard as far as play style and physicality. Those are the two things that I've really noticed.
Daniel, looking at the offense, J.K. Dobbins has gotten off to a really good start. He's been one of the better running backs so far this season. Quentin Johnston, when you and I talked last year, fans were a little bit disappointed with what they were getting from him. He's been fine so far through this season. This Chargers team feels like they have a little bit more weaponry than we thought they were going to.
Yeah, I think you've seen Quentin take some significant steps. I mean, the things that I'm sure we talked about last year were, you know, he lacked refinement, detail, deception, the route running, the hands weren't where they needed to be. I also think that the previous coaching staff wasn't necessarily using him correctly to put his skill set in a position to really express itself and elevate and shine. And so I think what you're seeing this year is a guy that's a better route runner. He's obviously focused in on the details, and he's much more deceptive in his releases, how he runs his routes, his understanding of where to be and leverages and all of that. And then the Chargers are using him in better situations. They've upped his number of crossing routes, drag routes, slants, things over the middle, and they've lowered his posts and goes. And I think you're seeing a player that's improved, that is also being used more properly. And he's been good through these first few weeks. You know, Josh Palmer's been banged up. I was sort of expecting him to have a bigger role this season, just obviously with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, both, you know, Keenan traded, Mike released. And then the other guy I would bring up is, and we'll see if Josh Palmer plays this week. He didn't play last week. But Ladd McConkey's also looked really good. Their second round pick, who's really, you know, been, you know, primarily used in the slot, but he's a fantastic route runner. And I think he really popped off the film in that Steelers game with his little more physicality than I was expecting, but then his ability to really operate on third downs, find those soft spots and zones, win in man coverage on slant routes and things over the middle. So they do have some juice there. I don't know if it's going to be enough to get them to where they want to be offensively, but definitely some promising signs.
I got two final questions here, Daniel. The first one is, give me an X factor. Give me somebody that Chiefs fans should be kind of looking for on that Chargers team, whether it's on offense or defense, that you can make plays and maybe help pull off an upset.
Yeah, I mean, I think the pass rush is going to be really important, you know, trying to get Mahomes off the spot, but more importantly, being disciplined in how you rush. Obviously, you can't be over-aggressive in your rush and give him lanes to escape and create those explosives off script. So obviously Khalil Mack is going to be who he is. The other guy that's going to be starting in this game with Joey Bosa likely out is Tuli Tuipulotu, who was a rookie last year. Now, can he, you know, be the guy when he has one-on-ones on that side to really create havoc and rush with discipline? That's a guy I'll be watching, because going to that Steelers game, Bosa got hurt on the first play, and Khalil was getting double and triple teamed on every single snap. And I assume if Bosa's out, that's how the Chiefs will attack it. They're not going to let 52 wreck the game. So somebody on the other side, I think it'll be Tuli Tuipulotu. They also have Bud Dupree. Someone's going to have to be able to win one-on-ones over there and create some havoc and also rush with discipline to prevent Mahomes from escaping and really thriving in those off-script situations.
Daniel, last thing here. Give me a Chiefs win-if scenario. Give me a Chargers win-if scenario.
I think Chargers win if they can run the ball effectively and if their offensive line that's a little bit banged up is able to keep Herbert upright and prevent him from being knocked out of this game. And defensively, just protecting the deep part of the field and really limiting those explosive plays. And on the flip side, I think if the Chiefs are able to, as always, get outside the pocket and create some of those explosive and off-script situations, like we've seen so many of these games tight, and those plays ultimately end up deciding the game. So for the Chargers, the key is, like, you're going to have these disguises, you're going to have your calls defensively, you're going to play all these varieties of covers, you're going to try and create some confusion. Sometimes you can execute that properly, and then the second play is where the Chiefs are able to really, you know, create damage. So being sticky after the play gets to that second part and, you know, not allowing receivers to get open down the field in those off-script situations.
That is Daniel Popper joining us on the show today. He covers the Los Angeles Chargers, the Chiefs' Week 4 opponent. Daniel, great stuff as always, man. I'll catch up with you in a couple months whenever these two teams play again.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.